Everybody be amazing.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
And Minnie Del Maggio.
I'm not drinking for one episode, and we'll see how this goes.
Bobby, every time I see that intro, I notice something new. And again, it was a Final Fantasy VII panel that had like little, I think it was katakana writing on the bottom right below it. I never noticed that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little writing there. Yeah, Chad made that one. I can't take all the credit for it.
Okay.
But yeah, it goes by very quick. We posted that on our Twitter, right? If you haven't seen our new video intro,
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
good stuff. All right, so what do we got going on here? Giveaway next stream. So we're going to start giving away stuff on stream, starting with Far Cry 5. So if you are here in the chat, when are we recording next week? We're thinking Saturday, right? But we're not quite sure yet.
Yeah, I think Saturday.
Works. Saturday night, something.
Yeah. Right, well, yeah, it's tough. We'll talk about it more. Yeah. So we'll announce it once we lock that down.
This is a huge deal. It'll be our first Twitch stream giveaway, correct? Mm-hmm. And it's no light title. Far Cry 5, even I want it. If I qualify for this giveaway, I would love to win it.
Nope.
So, I'm going to be in chat entering myself in the giveaway.
And we on average have like 12 people watching, so your odds are pretty good, guys.
Yeah, pretty damn good.
Yeah, you got a good shot there.
Although I feel like our game is going to bring all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, we'll see. But we almost always record on Saturday or Sunday during the weekend, so that's a good time to catch us live on Twitch, twitch.tv/digital_logic, logic with a K. Always needs that long explanation.
Mm-hmm. We thought about rebranding like a year and a half ago, and it's just like everything's already set, and we have the worst name ever, but it is what it is.
It's really hard for people to find us.
Yep.
Unless they look up PC gaming, that's the only way to really find us. Typing in Digital Logic, you're less likely to find our podcast than typing in PC gaming podcast, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if we come up, somebody in chat try that. Type out Digital Logic with a C. I want to see if we come up. All right, what's up? What's next?
Listener questions for On the Radar. Is that a note for someone?
Yeah. So a couple people just posted games that they were interested in on listener questions, and that was very easy for me to just put that right on the radar. So if there's a game that you're interested in, you want to see what we think of a future game coming out, just all you have to, you don't have to say anything, just link it in. And if I deem it worthy of my interest, I will talk about it.
Only you, though? I can't talk about it if I see something?
I mean, do they really want that?
Probably not. But yeah. What if I just want to feel important?
They do want you to rub your face on the mic when you do it, though. AMR?
ASMR.
ASMR, whatever. Okay.
Yikes. Yeah. Well, let's not get too far into that. You know, the good thing about our title, though, is at least we don't use any numbers in the name. Yeah.
But don't you know that's what the cool kids do?
That was cool back in the 90s, gee.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're like 13. But let's talk about some games on the radar, games that we have noticed, or I guess we're opening up the floor to even viewers or listeners, games that they have put on our radar. First one is Stifled.
Yeah, these all came from listeners, actually. But I've checked them out. And they seem pretty cool. So Stifled is a VR game. Chad brought up a game that looked just like this, but it wasn't a VR game where you like play as a deaf person and you see everything as echoes. I forget what that game is called, but this is almost exactly the same thing. So, the 3D world almost looks like a vector game from back in the 80s or whatever. But what you're seeing are echoes of things that of sound waves bouncing off of things like a bat would, I guess. But it's mic enabled, so I think, you know, you go like from time to time you just speak so that you can get those, you can turn yourself into a bat, basically. Yeah. It seems to be like a, you know, immersive 3D world, and I would imagine that whatever is hunting you is also listening, right?
Yeah.
So when you're trying to look, quotes. when you're looking around, I'm sure you put yourself at risk. So that seems fucking awesome, right? Like, yeah. Risk versus reward of making noise. Seems like a, you know, a little gimmicky, but they say they've won some awards and stuff. So I don't know. I'm piqued.
Hmm. Yeah, really cool. I saw the demo for this also. It looks really cool.
Oh yeah, it has a free demo. So if you already have a VR, then you're good to go.
I think that's really cool because when it comes to VR, I haven't even thought about the games where you're getting chased by something. And this is the first time I'm actually seeing something where it's more of a horror game where you're searching and getting chased by something. Resident Evil, it's different. I know about Resident Evil VR, but you're fighting things. But this one here, it's almost, would you say it's a little amnesia-esque?
Yeah, I think exactly what I was thinking when you brought that up.
That's really cool.
And I mean, come on, VR is the space for fear, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you're now immersed in the fucking scary shit, and you can't get out unless you take your headset off.
But this game looks like it wouldn't require a VR headset. Like, it seems like a game that you
I don't know if it's only.
Yeah, it says it's VR enabled, but it doesn't say VR only.
Yeah, and maybe it is the same game then.
And it doesn't look like it's, it uses those controllers. It looks like it uses like a regular controller, or maybe mouse and keyboard, because there is no like hands or anything in the game.
On a side note, Bobby, go down a little bit, just to their where they posted their reviews. Take that screen off, please. It's funny that the reviews. So, did they post that, or oh no, that's the squeak under your enhanced Steam, right? Or is it not?
Under the review section right here.
Yeah.
No, this is on their page. Oh, wait, read more reviews at opencritic.com. Okay, that's where it's coming from.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind then.
Yeah, it's part of Enhanced Steam. So this is a horror game. There's no release date on it yet, no price. And I do remember Chad bringing this up. I had forgotten all about this.
Yeah. Cool concept. Let's see if they pull it off.
Yep.
Next all up, Project Gorgon. Seems to be from the makers of EverQuest 2. They list a few other ones. Astron's Call, Star Trek Online. None of those games were like huge runaway hits. So it was funny, but I guess you got to mention it, right?
Yeah.
So it looks like the era from EverQuest 2. I mean, the graphics are really old school. So I was not impressed when I first clicked on it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it does look old. It's going to be
great. Yeah, it just looks fucking... Exactly, EverQuest 2, maybe even EverQuest 1. No, that's really bad. I watched that. I saw that the other day. Anyway, so I wasn't impressed until I started watching the video. I guess what they're going here is for like tons and tons and tons of depth, and it's hard to pull that off with amazing graphics, especially if you have a small studio. So really what they're going for is content here, not quality of the way it looks. So there's no class-based system. You level up different skills, and then the combination of those skills is your class.
Okay, that's brave.
Yeah, they got things like necromancy, you know, average stuff, but then they also have things like you can level up your psychology, okay. And then with your psychology, you can like lower prices with somebody else, or you can find out mental weaknesses of your enemies. Or things like, if you study calligraphy, your sword fighting will get better. Stuff like that. There's like, you'll do things and they'll have like consequences or like benefits to them.
And this is a new game, correct?
Yeah, it doesn't look like one. It's not even out yet.
It looks painfully outdated. It might be outdated. Alpha right
now. It might hold me back. It does. I'm sorry. Like, no matter how cool,
$40.
Maybe I might try it out. I don't know. That's a tough call. It depends. Maybe if people are saying it's amazing. But these graphics are rough.
I think Elder Scrolls is the last game to do that, where you don't actually have a class. You kind of just build the character you want, and then it becomes the class you're going for.
Yeah, and it actually gives you a title, I think. You're like a ranger, but you didn't pick it.
Right. It's just what you became.
Well, the Elder Scrolls MMO was kind of like that, right?
I never played that one. I was talking about like Skyrim.
You spared yourself. It's okay.
Yeah. The online, same thing. Basically... Elder Scrolls Online is like Skyrim Online, basically. So it's all those same mechanics, right click, right, left click.
Okay.
All right. $40.
Next one. It's interesting because there's some similarities between that game and Scum, which is the next one, which is a survival horror game online. Very DayZ-esque, right? But what they're going for...
But very much leagues apart in terms of graphics.
Way better here.
Modern application.
Absolutely.
I mean, they spelt sucks, S-U-X, so you know it's a...
It's quality.
Yeah.
One thing I do have to say about this is a lot of times you watch developer videos with their trailers and they talk about, like, you know, they're talking about their game and they won't be excited or whatever. This guy who's doing the videos for this game, I've watched them all. He's really entertaining. Like, I don't know if he's just naturally good at speaking, but... It adds to the videos, right? If it's hosted well. Anyway, and that's a part. Check out some of these videos. Basically, what they're going over is how the depth of your character here. Like, you need to eat, you need to exercise, you need to practice different things to get your intelligence up, to get your stamina up.
Is there a sexual frustration meter on here?
It's all
Do
men.
You need to fap off?
I'm sure you have. Yes, I would imagine so. There's a weight room right there, and then there's a beat-off room right next to it, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the one with the X on it. Is this a lady?
Yeah, that's a girl.
I don't know.
A slender guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
He just said she's going to work out. He's going to get bigger.
Oh, yeah. So, everything. They are going into the minutest details here, like your weight while you're wet versus your weight dry, and how much that's going to affect your run speed, plus your sound, how much sound you're making, and your strength is correlated in that too. The bigger you are, the more sound you make. I mean, it just goes on and on and on about, like, all these little tiny things, almost to the point where it was like turning me off. Like,
speaking of turning me off, we're watching this preview and this guy is just really not doing anything impressionable. He's
definitely looks like me.
He's flexing, but
his waist is narrower than mine. Like, and I guess that's what you're start. Yeah, that's what you start off as.
I don't know. I don't know where you start. But there's very fat guys, too. And they run a lot slower. But they also have some advantages. I think they're like they can last longer without eating like fat guys can. So I'd be okay in this world.
This is obviously not realistic. Those weights are way too heavy for this scrawny dude. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Minnie. Don't get offended.
I am not at all offended.
And so you can see all these metrics on the side that every character has. You're not going to be seeing that stuff. That's all just showing you what's going on in his physiology. Like his physio, it's super deep. I don't know if I'm going to be into it that much. There's just so much going on.
Oh, he's getting bigger.
They're talking about like layering your clothes and how like that's going to help against the weather, but then it's also gonna you rustle and you make more noise.
So oh, he is bigger, actually.
Realistic.
Yes. Oh, this guy ultra realistic. Yeah,
this guy's getting more swole as we're watching him work out. I think they did that on purpose, make him extremely scrawny. Yeah. And then now he's buffed up.
Meanwhile, the whole time this guy's taking a shit. I think he's fapping too. I don't know.
No. Let's go back here. This guy's eating an apple in an outhouse while taking a shit.
Right.
And they move the camera and you get a shot of his underwear and it's not a pretty
smell. Oh, yeah. I saw that. But yeah, it was pretty nasty.
He made a mess in there.
Streaky marks.
Yeah.
Well, it's an island full of fucking prisoners, I think. So
I don't know. I feel like both these games are just, they're biting off more than they can chew. It just seems like too much.
If they implement women in this game, would we still get our monthly flow? I wonder. That would be so fucking annoying. There are certain things that just need to stay out of video games, no matter like what realism level. Freeze frame.
That's
there
funny.
You go.
Because like
it's got a yellowish hue to it.
So there's zombies.
Yellow,
there's zombies in the game, and
it's
I wonder if they
black
can,
stain.
They can track the women.
It's like
better.
Diarrhea with blood.
So there are women in this game.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if there's zombies and they have flow state, I wonder if the zombies can track them faster.
Tampons exist in a post-apocalyptic world? I don't know, man.
I got a funny story about that, actually. Me and my girlfriend are walking down Adams Avenue at night, and we walk past, like, it was a pit bull, and the dog just, like, jumps right towards her crotch.
Yeah,
And he's like, oh, my God, he's never done that before. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you smuggling ham in your pants, AJ? It's like, no, I'm just on a heavy flow right now. I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's like, it's weird. That's what dogs do. Dogs go straight for the privates because...
I mean, I know I brought it up, but you didn't have to bring it to that level.
Well, he also had an analogy story, so that works out. Analogous? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, wow, this guy's really coming along, man. He's getting fit.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like too much. What was the, what was it, Robert Industries, what was the game they were making? You know what I'm talking
about. Oh, Star Citizen.
Star Citizen, yeah. I don't know. It seems like one of those things where it's just, they go for so much, and they accomplish quite a bit, but never really as much as, wow, that guy's really getting big.
He's a gorilla now.
He still looks fucking weird. Like, he does
the
not
character
look
model is weird, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's very it's weird.
So don't start bodybuilding.
No, he's just slamming some beer. He's just got a case of Budweiser's next to him.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go all the way. Yeah, he's going to get all the way fat.
He drinks one beer.
And this guy that's my problem.
Sounds about right.
Oh, no.
Well, he looks better now that he's got some weight on
him. Their animations are really good. Another thing that happens during their
that's a juicy guy.
When they're doing their tech demos, they'll actually program another game and be like, "This is how fighting works in other games," and they program their game to do that. So they have a really robust engine, and then they're like, "This is why it's wrong, and this is why we're going to make it better." A lot of logical stuff. Check out the videos. You'll be intrigued.
Do we know what SCUM stands for? Because it's all capital letters, so I'm assuming it's an acronym for something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. All right. Well, let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Who wants to go first?
Somebody else talk. I've been talking for an hour.
I've been playing Diablo 3. I know it's not a new game, but I've been just looking for something that's like really easy and that I really didn't have to think about.
That's Diablo.
Yeah. And while I was playing that, I had a friend tell me, "Hey, you should try Path of Exile. It's like Diablo 3, but better." I was like, "You know what? I'll check it out." And I didn't really like it. It was very like MMO-esque. Like, it didn't have like the mindless combat that Diablo does. It you actually had to like concentrate on the build of the character you're making. So I played it for like maybe an hour, and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I didn't
want to. So you played it for the first hour, which is actually the tutorial portion of the game.
Right.
And you said it was too elaborate, therefore you did not enjoy it.
Exactly.
Goodness gracious.
The leveling system. Like, it was kind of like a leveling system like Final Fantasy X, that big sphere grid. You had to like pick your path and all that, and I was...
Oh, the leveling system is much more elaborate than Final Fantasy.
I said similar. Cheap.
Well, no, I played Path of Exile, and I probably only played the first couple of hours as well. I do get where you're coming from, and I feel like we've just had this conversation where it was an overwhelming amount of content to try to master. Mm-hmm. I don't think... And it didn't steer me away from liking the game, but it did have me put the game on pause, kind of like what I did with Witcher 3. I think Path of Exile, Diablo 3 is much easier. It's almost, you don't, like, you could beat the game without half paying it no mind. It's not as challenging as I imagine a more elaborate RPG like Path of Exile. Yeah. So
not really one is better than the other. It's just like how mindless do you want your game?
Yeah, exactly.
One is grindy and the other one is involved. So it's more about which one of those two things you like. Chad and I put in like at least 60 hours on Path of Exile.
Oh, yeah?
And we love that giant grid-based thing. Like, I thought it was fantastic.
And it's strictly a single-player game, correct?
No.
No, it's online.
It's like more MMO.
It's more
Diablo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Path of Exile, that's so weird.
Yeah.
We actually played a lot of that at the very beginning of this podcast. Like, our first episode, we might have talked about Path of Exile. And this is one of the few dungeon crawlers that I played a lot of. I got hooked on it for a little bit. And, yeah, the talent tree
system. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing Path of Exile with Pillar of Eternity.
Oh.
My apologies. Yeah. I thought you put, like, an hour into Pillar of Eternity and thought it was too hard. I'm like, how?
That's one of the best games of 2016.
Okay, my apologies. I have never played Path of Exile.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Path of Exile had a really, really big talent tree, and it spread out in kind of a spider web, and I don't think there was any way that you could get all those talents,
but
that was
close.
Really unique.
Yeah, really unique.
To that genre. What was the other dungeon crawler game? Cartoony. There were two of them.
Torchlight.
I like the first one better than the second one, but
yeah, you couldn't get into that. Dungeon crawlers are my least favorite type of game, so the fact that I played as much Path of Exile as I did, I think really speaks to that game.
Well, I hope that we're all playing it at the same time, too.
Yeah, that's true.
What was I going to say? So, Torchlight was my favorite up until Grim Dawn. I really enjoyed Grim Dawn. So that's my favorite. If you want to play a dungeon crawler, I wonder what... It's funny that we're all picking like different ones as our favorite.
I played a little bit of Grim Dawn.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with Diablo 3 when it first came out, because I bought it the first day.
It was such a different game back then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shit. And they had the real money marketplace, and people were buying things for like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, the economy was totally fucked.
It was
They fixed a lot. But that game sold incredibly well. Do you remember that was the best-selling game?
Of all time.
Of all time when it came out.
Diablo 3?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the first week.
I don't remember that. All I remember was the frustrations revolving around Error 37.
Yeah, the first week the servers were crap.
Oh, that was one day, but yeah.
And that actually deterred me from really diving into the game as much as I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I did beat Diablo 3, but it was much later down the road.
Yeah, so when I first started playing this game, it kind of like forced you. You had to play like easy, medium, hard, and then like legendary.
Right.
But back then, like legendary was almost impossible to go through. Like you had to grind way too much to even have gear near the levels to beat that legendary level. And now that I start playing again, like the easy mode was just like really easy mode. Like it was, you could just like run past everything and not kill anything, and you still get experience enough to kill the final boss. So
is that a good thing?
You do have the option to go through easy, medium, or hard now. Before, it's like you had to start at easy. So you can make it hard or easy based on what you want to play.
Right.
So I think that's pretty cool. But when I first started playing it again, I was like, this game is just not as hard as it used to be. So I put it on a hard level, and then game got more fun. And it has changed a lot since I first played it, like 4 years, 5 years ago when it first came out, I think.
I really liked when they put, it was a few patches in, they put like random, I guess the abilities of the creatures were random. So you might get one that traps you with one that also has lasers.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd just be like, what the fuck? How do I get through this?
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool that the bad guys were RNG. I loved that part. But other than that, I played through it once and then I was done. Like, that's how I was with... it was a good experience, and I
think my biggest mistake with Diablo 3 was waiting so long to play through the story, and I played through the game with everyone else who's beat it probably 4 or 5 times already, so there wasn't much time to kind of dig into the lore. It was basically almost like a burn through the game itself, and I don't recall it being challenging in any sense, so it wasn't really a good experience for me because I didn't experience it in the most, what is it?
Authentic?
I wouldn't say authentic. It's a fresh start, like a clear, empty, in the original foundation type of way.
Yeah.
So I felt like I just jumped in the game halfway through and just wrote it to the end in a sense.
I don't know. Dungeon crawlers are kind of a dead genre to me.
They're not dead. They're just every once in a while. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're dead.
But then wouldn't Darkest Dungeon be a dungeon crawler, Bobby? That one game
you're super... No, it's a roguelite.
Oh, it's a roguelite?
Yeah, that's more of a...
Okay.
Turn-based. I don't know. Yeah, it's a funny RPG. One. I don't know what it is.
It's got a lot of things going on, but definitely not a... See, a dungeon crawler to me is a game that you just hold down the left mouse button, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's that perspective too, right? That like three-quarter perspective.
Yeah, they're always from that aerial perspective. They've got a name for that.
Can't isometric.
Isometric, yes.
I'm continuing to play the Elder Scrolls Legends, Houses of Morrowind. I was super amped about it last week, about how they brought in these 75-card decks. And I'm happy to announce that they're holding their own against the regular decks, like the core decks.
Cards, was it?
What's that?
60 cards?
50?
50, okay.
Yeah. So I bought a bunch of them. You could either buy them for $7.99 each or 1,000 gold. 1,000 gold, it doesn't take you very long to make that. You can make it in like 4 days. 4 days of playing, like maybe.
So there's hope to be on the right, on the right playing field as everyone else without having to spend real money to get there.
Yeah, that's
one
of the best things about this game is the ability to get new cards with very little effort. And effort, again, quotes, is playing the game. So, like, they give you so much free stuff. And, like, right now, upstairs, I'm watching, quotes again, Twitch. Because if you link your ESL account with your Twitch account, you just get random drops as long as you're watching Twitch.
Oh, cool.
As long as you're watching people play this. And last night I was or night before last, and I was streaming this game, and the same thing. So if you're on either side of the Twitch side, you get the drops. And drops being just card packs. You might get a random legendary. Like, it's just random stuff.
They'll give you gold. I think they do the same thing with Overwatch, too, right?
I'm not sure. No?
Yeah, I think Overwatch, it was just part of Twitch Prime.
There's some sort of reward system.
Yeah. For watching Overwatch?
For watching Overwatch League, it drops League coins.
Oh, Overwatch League. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you get League coins, and with the League coins, you can buy League skins.
Cool. Okay, so, really enjoying it. The amount of design that had to... It's a huge risk to do this. Those that don't play card games, like, you don't know. It's hard to explain. But they tried something way off the ball, way out. I don't know how to say it, out of bounds, and it worked out. So
speaking of which, I'm excited to play Artifact.
Oh yeah, me too.
I just have to. I have to see what it's like. I know it's a 3-lane card game.
Yeah.
I read only a little bit in on it, but that is. I did try a little bit of ESL. I do like it. Yeah. But with card games, I pick it up to try, but I never really fully invest. So I know when Artifact does come out, I will be trying that too.
Did I talk about Artifact? What I had heard on the PC Gamer podcast?
We never went into depth with Artifact. We only announced that Valve was coming out with Artifact.
I'm super stoked on it. Yeah, like Chi said, it's 3 lanes, and there's minions, and you have it's a MOBA, but it's a card game, right?
It stays true to the nature of the MOBA game.
Yeah, so you have these minions going out, and then you play your cards to affect all 3 lanes, right? You can win by killing the core, that, you know, taking down the 2 defensive, whatever they're called, and then taking down their core. So you can push 1 lane super hard, or if you could get 2 lanes to the middle one, you win as well. So you can diversify your attack on 2 lanes, or maybe 3, and then hopefully wear it down, or you can go super hard on one and try to get to their core. And meanwhile, the opponent's doing the same thing. So it's a card game on an MMO map. And so much shit's going on. Like, so you play your cards on your side of the turn thing. And then they get their turn. And then it all plays out. And then you play again. And then they play their cards. And then it plays out.
Oh, that's really cool.
So you can, like...
Hopefully it doesn't extend the game longer than it should, but that's what Dota 2 is notorious for, really long games.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Hopefully they go. And besides all that, the guy who made Magic the Gathering, the grandfather of it all, he was the lead designer on this game. So
holy shit.
Yeah.
So the Gandalf of
exactly.
Gaming.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't wait for this card.
TGC, sorry.
Yeah. Right? I don't think I've ever been excited for like one coming out. Because like
TCGs?
TCG. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Yes. I don't know.
Trading card game. Yeah.
TCG or CCG, collectible card game.
When they were like, it's Artifact. And everybody was like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Now that they're releasing
content on it, people are actually peeked.
Well, they announced it at the International. So you got a bunch of Dota fans and I don't know. They're pitching a card
skeptical,
game.
Toxic players.
Well, a bunch of people that are into MOBA, like a MOBA, and then you're pitching a card game. I mean, it is Dota themed, but still it's kind of like, we're not that excited. They're probably hoping for something more related to the game.
That's another thing I'm kind of like into a little bit, where I'm going to learn a lot more about Dota. Like, I don't know anything about any of the heroes. I can't even name one hero. So if I get into the card game, I'm going to learn the rich lore and all these different characters.
You probably could name a Dota character. Like, if you just throw out some random fantasy.
Jaina?
Like a is class. That one? I think they're just like Warlock and Warrior. They don't really have like specific names. They're just kind of like classes.
Tree Spirit. That's probably a Dota character.
Oh, pretty close.
Yeah.
I forgot his name, but I know.
Nature's Prophet.
No. That's it. I love Nature's Prophet.
all right. So.
I'm choking on my own stuff over here. So somebody. Take the next one.
Yeah, I'm coughing too today.
I'm going to try to find the cough drop real quick. I'll be right back.
All right. I started playing Deponia Doomsday. So I was a big fan of the Deponia series.
I don't think I've ever heard of Deponia.
Not a lot of people have.
Okay.
So this company, Datalic, they're a development team, I think, in Germany. They made a bunch of games, but probably one of their more well-known ones is
it
the
another
Deponia
FMV?
Series. No. No, that's just a weird advertisement
for it.
It is a point-and-click adventure game, and it's very reminiscent of the old LucasArts ones from the 90s.
Okay.
They're pretty good. They're not amazing. They're no Thimbleweed Park, but these games are pretty good. So they had the Deponia trilogy, and I played through all of those. Then, I hate when this happens, they released a complete deluxe edition, which had all three of them put together. They added new stuff. They fixed other things. You know, they basically just made a new version. You know, that's happened to me with Metro Last Light when they came out with the Redux version. It happened to me with Deus Ex Human Revolution when they came out with the new version.
That's how games are just going these days, though. They're always re-releasing it with that bonus content. But that's how they make their money.
Did they give it to you for free?
No,
a lot of games.
Not.
Usually
how much would have it cost you if
you can get these
purchase
games
a deluxe?
These are not expensive. So the original Deponia is $1 right now because Datalic is having a sale. You can get the whole adventure bundle for $5, and that includes all three Deponia games. That's some other games. But you can buy the trilogy, like, I think they call it the Deponia Complete Edition or something like that.
So instead of an arm and a leg, it's like a fingernail or a pinky.
Yeah, these aren't expensive games.
Not at all.
But I had no idea that there was a fourth installment of this, because the third one ended in kind of a weird way. Like, it didn't wrap things up. It kind of left on a cliffhanger, and it just seemed really weird. So I was surprised to find out that they had a fourth installment of the game. Not only that, but I owned the fourth game. So decided to install it, start playing it, and it's, you know, classic Deponia, everything you remember from the first couple of games. It's got all that.
How long are these point and click adventures?
I don't know. Maybe 7 or 8 hours. Like, they're good sized games. And they're good for point-and-click adventures. Now, there's another one that I would suggest by Datalic called Randall's Monday, and that's a modern-day point-and-click adventure. And you don't see a lot of those. You don't see a lot of modern-day games in general, really, outside of, like, first-person shooters. But that one was pretty good.
I remember Chad tried this on your recommendation. He liked it as well. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to pull off the puzzles correctly on these games, but these guys did it, like, one of the best, right, Bob?
Like I was saying earlier, not as good as Thimbleweed Park.
Right.
And, you know, the
animation. Nothing is as good as Thimbleweed Park. Yeah, by the way, Bobby's 2017 Game of the Year.
Yeah. Fantastic game. But
Thimbleweed was a point and click?
Thimbleweed Park? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was actually made by Ron Gilbert and the old LucasArts guys. But these guys come really close. Like, the animation's a little stiff. It's got all the same problems that point-and-click adventure games have. Like, if you click on the character many times, they just repeat the same thing over and over again.
It seems very charming of a game.
It is.
It doesn't seem to take itself too seriously. Really light colors and animated. When I think of point-and-click, sometimes I think, well, this is more cartoony than most point-and-clicks that I encounter. I feel like point-and-click has a lot of realism usually. And this one here, it just seems like a goofy space adventure, which sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Fun.
You know, it takes place on Earth, where the whole Earth is a wasteland, and then people built a spaceship, rocketed themselves up into space in this area called Elysium, just like that movie Elysium, basically. That's the premise of this. And you play Rufus, who's just like an idiot trying to get to Elysium.
He seems like a Frylock type of character.
He is. He's totally Fry from
not Frylock, sorry. Fry from Futurama.
Yeah, from Futurama. That's exactly what he is.
That's cool.
So it's got a lot of futuristic stuff going on. I'm only like 2-3 hours into this game, so probably not even halfway. I'm hoping Cowboy Dodo makes a reappearance. He's a character that pops in from time to time. He is a space rapping hip-hop cowboy.
Oh, another one of those? Jeez.
Yeah, I know. You've seen it 1,000 times before. But, yeah, we'll see if he comes back. I don't know if he died in third one or not. I don't think he did. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to play this game. This is one of those games. These are like the classic Bobby games, right? Like the ones that nobody knows about, nobody plays, nobody really gives a shit about. But, like, I don't know. I like them.
But I'll talk about it for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'll go on and on about
Speaking of Game of the Years of 2017, I started up Divinity again. So Divinity Original Sin 2, previously before, I think I only got past the first act and put a pause on it. Not because I was getting bored, not because I wasn't interested in the title. I love Divinity Original Sin, and every time I pick up to play, it's always a new and different experience. Previously before, I was trying to play it with four people, and conflicting schedules, conflicting, you know, game styles and everything else. It just made it harder to get through the game. I am no longer doing that. Now it's just going to be my boyfriend and I working through the game. And between juggling this and God of War, which I will be playing later and talking about. But this week I've back into Divinity, enjoying it, even though I'm going over all of the same stuff that I have previously. The only real differences that I'm doing this time is limiting how many people that I'm playing with, and then also changing up my origin story character. And it makes all the difference in the world, being a different origin story character, because you have these conversations that are completely different or you otherwise would have missed out on. I changed up my class as well. This is also one of those games where it has classes, but you get to choose your own abilities and kind of translate anything in the game into whatever specific class that you want. This one, of course, kind of guides you to be more heavy in certain areas. Like, if I want to be a tank character, I have to spec a certain route in order to be that. I can't just spread my points anywhere and be effective. But this game does let you do that. If you wanted to put one point in every single branch or tree, you could do that. You could learn any spell in the game as long as you have points in those trees.
But you're not going to do well.
You're not going to do well.
And it doesn't tell you that either.
Yeah.
So that's why you end up re-rolling a million times, because it doesn't hold your hand at all. They're like, here, do whatever you want, but good luck.
The second one, I think, has less of a margin for error.
Yeah, it's much more forgiving. You can respec at any time after the first act.
That too. And the great thing about this game, too, is you can go about it. Not only is changing my character different, but I'm killing more people off, because now that I know they're not really pertinent to the story, and I want something that they have, I'm just like, okay, you're gonna die. Bye. And then I'm saving more time just going through the same storyline that I had before. So I'm trying to burn through the first act since I'm already past that point, and I'm really excited to unfold more of the story. I'm actually kind of sad that I didn't get further than the first act when I first played this, but it's because I was trying to play with so many people.
Yeah.
I am keeping my game open, though, so if you're on my friends list on Steam, you could jump in and play with me as long as you're on my friends list. So if you just want to hop in my game and just see how I like to play the game, I welcome you to join me.
You fucked up now, Chi.
Why? Yeah. People are going to come in and troll my story.
Yeah.
that's
Max
fine.
Enjoying
that's
it?
Fine. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. This is the one game we beat the first Divinity together.
I remember you were staying up till like 3 or 4 in the morning together.
We had playing video games.
Yeah.
And it's a really good co-op experience, whether online or in person. Hands down, the perfect RPG in my eyes.
Now, Minnie, being the Divinity Master, how come you haven't beat this game?
I don't know. Like, I pick it up from time to time and play about an hour of it, and then I just kind of set it back down. Not because I'm not having fun. It's just I can't say it's a great game, but it just doesn't hold my interest.
Behind every hot chick, there's a guy tired of fucking her.
Yeah. Wow, I have played this game with the first person I played Divinity Original Sin with. The first playthrough I had out of, like, 10. I started playing with her again. And we have, like, such different play styles, as I've said before. And she killed a person that I actually kind of, like, was very endearing to me. I really like this character.
Yeah.
And it really pissed me off. Like, she killed this person because she wanted these soul jars. And, man, you just really hate me today, don't you, Chi?
She is all over you, dude.
I don't know what's going on. I hate everybody. Like, we hung out on Saturday. It was a fun time. And now she's just like, you know what? Fuck you, Minnie. Everything you say, I'm just going to shit all over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm seeing the whole thing.
She killed this person because she wanted these soul jars, and I didn't tell her that I was holding on to a soul jar. So, like, I have this soul jar in my inventory.
I lost who she was.
This person. Her name is Force.
Oh, okay.
She's the person I play the original scene with.
Gotcha.
But, like, I'm, like, holding on to this soul jar that she can never get a hold of, that she will never know about. And that's just, like, my piece of that character that she killed that she can never take away from me. So I'm like, it's like very sentimental to me now.
Very interesting and strange.
Yeah, it's really funny, but that's the thing. You can sabotage people at any in the blink of an eye in this game.
Yeah, and that's
just kill them, steal their loot.
And they advertise that during
it's meant to be. It's meant to be a different and authentic experience, just based on your play style. And I think that's what they were advertising. Just learning to get along with others, NPC and or real life players, all the same. Because one interaction with an NPC can go five different ways.
Yeah, or you could just kill them and get the sixth one,
Which makes it more realistic. And yeah, that's what I really enjoy about it. Because I play the game with, like I said, up to four people and multiple different game saves, and no matter where I was in the game and even doing the same stuff over, I was enjoying it because it was a little bit was different enough for me to
every time
for me to make it worth for it to feel worthwhile. There's not, I can't put my finger on other games where I'm doing the same thing over, except for MMOs and my simulation games, but that make it very rewarding.
Yeah.
Oh, and Counter-Strike Mythos.
Roguelikes.
I take that all back. But this is one game where it's meant to be a campaign.
In an RPG, not common in an RPG. Because it's so much work.
I couldn't start Final Fantasy over five times.
Right. Because it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I finally got to play Far Cry 5 multiplayer. Not with Bobby. Not with Bobby. I got to play with some crazy Australian. His name is Rubber Nuts. His connection was, he lives in the middle of Australia, where nobody lives.
I never learned an Australian accent, by the way.
It's pretty hard.
Wait, not like in the middle of Australia.
No, he's more on the west side. So he has shitty, shitty connections. And we were able to play, pretty well. There was only a few times where it bugged out on us, but... That's saying something for a game, where you're shooting things at the same
Rubber
time.
Rubber Nuts is a lot of fun to play with, even with his shitty connection. It's kind of part of the...
It's part of the charm.
Yeah, really is.
Why is he running into a wall?
Exactly.
Oh, Rubber Nuts. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Or like me and PUBG, I had some major glitches and whatnot, too. So
yeah, we
part used of the gaming experience.
I played PUBG with him, too, and he was very good at carrying ammo for us. Yeah, when they killed him, he would just explode with all the equipment, like a loot pinata. We couldn't wait for Rubber Nuts to die. But I'll get on that later. So there's Far Cry Arcade, which is very much like, people putting together little maps.
Is it like GTA 5 or just running around?
No, not running around. Just like you go in and you have something to do. Like there'll be an assassination. It's a very small scenario, let's say.
Okay.
And you just play through it. It'll take you 10, 15 minutes. People make them. People vote on them. They go up and down. You can see the best ones. We played a few of those. They're not really that fun. Playing with Rubber Nuts is fun, but this part of the game, we played like five or six of them, and we were just like, okay. We kind of had a little bit of fun. It wasn't great.
That's a lot, though. Five or six different.
But they're short. They're like 10 minutes. But yeah, I really wanted to make sure these weren't that great, Mm-hmm. So I tried a whole bunch of different ones. And then there's different modes, but it all ends up being the same thing. You're just killing people. The story mode, playing that together, is a lot more fun because the game is so much fun, right? The world they created is fantastic. And you get to run around in there with a buddy. Where they lost me, though, is... You don't unlock. So I'm hosting. My quests are getting progressed. His aren't.
Oh.
So he's just there for the ride, basically. Yeah. He's just there to help me out, which is cool, I guess, but I would rather.
Jump in and out. You don't have to load up in a lobby.
Kind of like Divinity.
Okay.
I think you can have your friends jump in and out. But it kind of pissed me off when I figured out that his quests weren't being unlocked. So now he has to go back to his game. And then go do it. And
that's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, it's just kind of like...
Or maybe if you created a game where you guys just work through... Whereas if he left, you would just stop that game there then restart. This is just like the Divinity equation right there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like have multiple game saves, so that way
That's the thing. I don't know if you can on this game.
Different,
maybe, but I don't think so.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so...
So there's always disparity when you're playing co-op with somebody else if you don't have identical schedules.
That's basically, one's just there to help out and have some fun, which is cool, but, you know, it is what it is.
I just know something watching this video. That's what's the name of the cult?
They call them, it's Eden's Gate.
Eden's Gate. They look very similar to...
Ku Klux Klan.
They do, though. I mean,
the symbol looks very similar to Scientology symbol. Like
really?
The cross with the little things. Like, almost... Like,
they were probably, you know, they probably looked at a million of them and drew inspiration. It's the culty thing kind of... They're more like a militia than a cult. Anyway... They don't really say anything. They don't ever say what they actually believe in.
Oh, they're not like a doomsday cult?
They are. That's what they are.
Okay.
But, I mean, they don't really push that in your face. It's more about just shooting them in the face, and it's fun.
See that right there? That looks exactly like it, except for the bottom's a little longer.
You know, you
look at
just,
this conspiracy
theorist. Just showed up.
Not a theorist over here.
You just looked up Scientology, and now you know what's going to happen. They're going to show up at your door now.
Oh, that's so funny.
See how I'm funny and you're not?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
good. I started streaming, so all this stuff that I'm talking about, you can come the same stream that we have here, digital_logic on Twitch. I'm going to be streaming a lot more. It's working.
Awesome.
Everything's working. Thanks to Bobby for helping me build.
Are we on Streamlabs OBS yet, Bobby? I would love to see that. I know you brought it up last time for your stream, but why not here?
We still got to make the transition to that.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff to do. I got to come over one day and just get through a whole bunch of stuff on here, but.
Yep. I'm using Streamlabs, and this is how good it is. I can use it. That's saying something.
Is that idiot proof?
Yeah. It's really.
Yeah,
it's
that's coming from Amelia, who was holding a magnifying glass earlier today.
Because I can't see because I'm old.
No. This is the guy that has LASIK eye surgery, too.
20 years ago, it wore off now.
Oh, man.
So, where was I? Yeah, so
enjoying
that.
Don't forget, we're giving away this game next week.
Yeah.
Live stream.
The other thing, PUBG did an 8-man squad event where, you run around with 8 people, same game. They changed it a little bit where there was a lot more flare guns. Do you guys even know about the flare guns?
It was
new to me.
No.
So you can find the flare gun as opposed to a gun, shoot it up, and you get a personalized fucking airdrop come straight to you.
Oh.
But enemies can see the flare gun as well. So as soon as you shoot it, you're going to get an airdrop. But you're also going to attract bad guys.
That's really good way to bait people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's another strategy.
Have them come up. I didn't even think about that. You're always thinking devious things.
Not devious.
That's good,
it's
though.
It's just strategy.
Yeah. It's like a trap. It's a trap.
It is. Airdrops are a trap, dude.
Yeah.
What are these knockoff games? So I'm looking at PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and I'm seeing PlayerUnknown Zombie, but unknown is spelled with a 4.
Yeah.
And then PlayerUnknown Friendly Fire is spelled with a 1.
They're 99 cents.
I told you, that's the cool thing to do, replace letters with numbers.
Yep.
It didn't die in the 90s, Bobby. It's still around.
I wonder if anybody's actually playing these games. Like, let's call our game
Fortnite. I mean, you clicked on it, didn't you?
Well, I'm curious. Let's call, if we called the game Fortnite Zombie, it's like it's technically not Fortnite, but, you know, maybe people would buy it.
And spell Fortnite with a 4?
Yeah.
There's nowhere on here that says copy sold, right, Bobby?
No.
But concurrent players, you can kind of draw.
No, I meant those shitty games.
Oh, those?
Yeah. There's no concurrent players, right? Please. Oh, it's just Chi by herself. Zombies is great! Where was I?
So PUBG's just basically 8 players?
Yeah. And so I thought it was going to be a shit show. It was actually a lot of fun. You need 2 4-man vehicles to get your squad around. We chickened in there the first time.
Oh, nice.
Flying Hawaiian, a few other people. We had a good time. But you feel more of a... A squad is, you know, 4 people, but with 8, I don't know. I felt like even more of a squad with 8 for some reason.
It goes from squad to gang.
Yeah, it's a gang.
A
troop. We're now a cult.
I got a great idea. I'm going to call it before we see it. 2 sides, 2 factions, 1 versus the other.
That's already done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like a 50 versus 50?
Yeah, Fortnite does that. So, thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. So, this is kind of Bubby's answer to, like, Fortnite's doing a bunch of weird shit. And because they're just, like, we have this great engine. We can do whatever we want. Let's do it. So every week, Fortnite's hitting its players with all this weird ass shit, mm-hmm. like 50 versus 50. And now, so PUBG's like,
you know what I think would be a lot of fun if they had a randomized airdrop where you didn't get to pick where you jumped out and it just threw you out of the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And then
one of them
you
did
would,
that.
You would have to kind of find your way, find your team together. So everyone's
I think Fortnite did that. They did. Yeah.
Wait, they have a mode like that?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. All right. I thought.
And it's not like permanent. Like the things that I'm talking about are just like
brawl, I think.
Something like that. They're just throwing things out there and seeing what sticks. And I love that kind of development, especially when they're listening to the audience. Yep. PC Gamer Club. I joined them. It's $5 a month. Bobby, can you click on that so we can go over what you get? Basically, I owe them this. I mean, I use them all the time to gather our news. I listen to their podcast. Just time to support them. And they're one of the really aggressive sites when it comes to like disable your ad blocker. You don't get to see our stuff. And I'm like, I need your stuff so I can pretend to have a show as good as yours. Actually, our show's better.
Our show's so much better.
But our
boring.
Yeah, but their site and all that's better. You know, they're professionals.
Professional news site.
Yeah. Anyway, you get an ad-free site. You get free game keys whenever they get game keys, which is cool. You get the free digital book, which is something about RPGs. Don't care about that. You get a digital magazine subscription. That's cool. I've always been a PC Gamer magazine fan. I just haven't. Who picks up magazines anymore, right?
You know, they have a Steam app. I guess you would call it an app, but like you can download like the PC Gamer Steam.
I don't think
thing.
They do that anymore. They did two episodes of it released on Steam long time ago, 5-6 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I was subscribed to it, and I used to download the magazines on Steam when I was subscribed mm-hmm. to them.
Yeah, those were good.
You get to join their Discord where the guys actually hang out and exclusive in-game items. So I just signed up for it today. I'll get back
that
to you next
week.
That
seems like a really legit Patreon subscription.
Yeah. It's just $5.
Yeah, it's $5. You get more than a t-shirt. Oh,
wait. speaking of t-shirts, this is one of the first and few and only times I'm actually wearing a DLG t-shirt.
I forgot you had that
shirt. I
barely
see it. I know. I normally don't wear our t-shirts because they just don't
fit you well.
Well, I outgrow them. My weight fluctuates so much. Like whatever size you think I am, you give me. Yeah. And then I realize, no, I don't fit it. Mm. So it's not the t-shirt quality. It's just my fluctuating weight. That's all. Mm. But
you're like Ant-Man.
DLG. Yeah. Dude, that's right.
She jumped up my gun barrel.
What? You know, if PC Gamer made a t-shirt, I'd probably buy it.
Like they probably
the PC
do.
Gamer logo on a t-shirt. Yeah, they should look into that.
And by the way,
they probably have it.
If you're a fan of them as well, we've actually interviewed Tyler Wilde and what's the other guy's name?
Evan Lottie.
Evan Lottie, the boss over there. So you can search for those things on our website. They were really good. Those are ones that I didn't get drunk for, and they were actually decent interviews. I was pretty nervous for the Evan Lottie one. Tyler Wilde's super cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was like a year into the podcast, I think we interviewed Tyler Wilde. Yeah,
this is back excited. When I used to do work for the podcast and try to get people on the show.
It's never too late, Emilio.
Yeah, but then I figured out that I'm super entertaining and we don't need any of that. So I just show up and kind of talk shit. All right.
All right.
Twitch affiliate?
Yeah, so I found out that I was eligible for being a Twitch affiliate, which means you get a subscription button and you can make your own emojis. So,
tell me more about these fascinating Twitch affiliate emojis, Bobby.
Well, I posted them in chat earlier. I'll do it again here if I can bring it up on my phone. And right off the bat, I got 2 subscriptions, so I was very excited
about
that. Awesome.
Congratulations on Twitch Affiliate. This is funny. Bobby, within 24 hours of getting Twitch Affiliate, Bobby already has emotes, and I've had Twitch Affiliate for maybe the past year. So, like, since the week it was launched. I don't have any emotes, no. I'm very indecisive, and I couldn't settle on a picture to put as my emote.
And you're not streaming anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right now, anyway.
Well, you get one if you subscribe for, you know, with Twitch Prime or for $5, you get
free
one.
And for emotes.
Me, or for my channel, that's the me doing the facepalm, GTA 5 style.
Yeah.
If you spend $10 on a subscription. Then you get Emilio making a funny face.
Yeah, well, it's me getting caught jacking off.
Yep, classic. And then if you spend $25, you get Chad. That's right.
Very rare.
That's really cool.
The rare.
I like the emotes because it is the original DLG crew, but something is definitely lacking in that row, in that lineup.
Yeah,
because all of the little, the graphics, there's, I actually have a face. I'm a part of the graphic, but Bobby chose to put in Chad 1.0.
Well, you can only do, you can only do three. You got to make Chad the $25 one.
Yeah, that's true.
He's, you can't get that. You can't get the Chad anymore.
Yeah. And we're all like, you know, we're goofy. And then it's cool guy, Chad. Of course, he's the one. Who
yeah. He's
the,
like super tired looking cool with yeah, the sunglasses. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Bobby, are we going to have Digital Logic? Are they going to have this?
Yeah, fantastic news. Apparently, our channel is eligible for that. I was in the process of setting it up before this show.
Can I be an emote? Is that possible? Or is this like Chinese exclusion?
Well, that's the thing. We're going to have to figure out what emotes we want.
1860s,
first of all,
guys.
Everyone's going to be doing the $5 emote. So that's going to, or the $5 sub. So that's got to be the emote that we really want to see most often. You can go to other people's channels and post that too. So you can spread the Digital Logic gospel by slamming our emote.
I'm okay. I'm not actually that salty that I'm not an emote.
You've been salty
now that I know. Now that I know how Bobby really feels about me.
Man, you know what it was? Is I could not fit you correctly in there. You had a good one though because you're doing the shush voice.
Yeah.
And you always got to go for the expressive emotes. Like there's you can't just throw random stuff in there. It's got to be like good ones. So, you know, we got the face palm, we got the surprise, and then we got cool guy Chad. And yeah, if I had more emotes, which I'm assuming you have to become partnered to get more emotes, because I subscribe to another channel and I get like 10 or something, like a ridiculous amount. Yeah. But I'm assuming that other people are partnered and that's how they get that. But yeah, so Digital Logic, our Twitch channel.
Bobby, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to only put Bobby emotes on my channel, and no one's going to fucking understand why, but I'm going to be like, it's because he wouldn't make me an emote, so I'm going to make him my only emote.
Bobby, is there any way we can make
our
Patreons have our emotes? Like, so they wouldn't pay on two different things?
Maybe. There's some integrated. There's a way you can leak your Patreon and your Twitch, I think.
Okay. Maybe we should look into that.
And it's so funny because I know in Bobby's Steam library, he has over 800 emotes, but you won't see me on it.
I sold all of them.
Oh, yeah, you sold them.
I've got like 20 emotes. And I gave Minnie one. I gave him a motorcycle helmet. Yeah. Amelia, I was going to give you my sombrero one, but I decided I wanted to keep that one. And
is there an avocado on there? Even though you hate avocados,
that's weird. Emotes and
yeah, you gave me the coffee one.
Oh, yeah, the coffee
one. That's
very
thoughtful. Yeah. I actually have it in my Steam profile.
That's what I think of you guys. Coffee, motorcycle, sombrero.
Guacamole.
I didn't say this is okay by any means. Yeah. I don't think Minnie's talked enough this episode.
Well, it's better than like fucking soy sauce.
I wonder why I haven't talked.
Yeah, and, Minnie, what do you think about everything we spoke about this episode? You having a good time?
Can I talk to you?
Yeah, why? No, okay? Go ahead and talk so I can shut you down again. I'm kidding, no.
Minnie, you have Twitch affiliate status, right?
Yeah.
Do you have emotes?
I do not.
Why do you guys not have emotes? What's going on? That's the best part. That's what I was so excited about.
Do you want
about.
The truth, Bobby?
What's the truth?
I'm a lazy motherfucker.
Hey, Minnie, why don't you have emotes, Chi?
I could turn.
Oh. Well, no, he said, why do you guys not have emotes?
Yeah. Gee, I'll make the GTA emote. See, you've got the tall hat on, which makes it a little difficult.
It makes
but I could
no
string
sense.
It.
That top hat does not make any sense. It was like a New Year's Eve
it
top
was a New
hat
Year's party.
Yeah, it was a New Year's Eve party, so I had a hat on, and I probably had beads and all that shit.
We went through
so
about
I don't know.
75 photos for Gee, and she wasn't happy with any of them. So
yeah.
It's hard.
Dope Sacks. We're going to get to that later in listener questions. So hang on. So, yeah, next week you will be able to subscribe to us. Look for that. And I think that wraps it. Oh, no. I wanted to talk about NGS. So, Nexus Gaming Series. I haven't been able to play as many games because I've been practicing and playing like two matches a week with Nexus Gaming Series and Heroes of the Storm. And we had a big game last night, and we did very well. Teams come a long way. We 2-0'd an undefeated team.
Nice.
I did not expect us to do that well. And we fucking crushed them, dude. And
did you stream it, Bobby, or does NGS stream?
We were going to have it streamed. We're actually going to have it streamed by this guy, DB Smiley, who's like a pretty big community figure in HOTS. So we were excited about that, but we had to push it back half an hour, and he said he was too tired and went to bed. So it was not streamed.
Will your game have a caster, or is it just the game itself?
I don't think it's going to be casted at all. Like, they just cast it if they can, if they have someone available. But other than that, like, it's just, we just submit the replay and then we get the points for the win.
Well, I'm super interested in watching your next match. So definitely let everybody know when, where, and how.
Well, next one's going to be on Monday. I'll figure out if we have a caster and I'll post it in the DLG chat. Dope Sacks coming in with the $10.
Dude. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dope Sacks.
All right. Save a little bit of that for the subscription next week.
Yeah. How's that work? So you have to pay $10 a month to get the subscription.
Well, here's the thing. If you have Twitch Prime, which almost everybody does, you get one free subscription.
Right.
So you could use that. A month. Yeah. You do it every month.
Oh, you have to. Okay. Yeah, I thought I've been paying Chi all this time.
No, you got to redo it every month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chi.
I need a stream.
I owe you like $40.
I need a stream at least once a month to get to earn your Twitch Prime subscription.
All right. So,
exciting news all the way around. So you crushed them. That's fantastic, dude.
We crushed them.
Did you go in there confident? Because I know you're not so confident about it. Whole team and everything, but you say they come a long way.
We had some struggles. Our support is playing a lot better. He's really been practicing on two specific heroes. The team that we played against, like, they did the same thing we did. They researched us, found out what they're good, figured out what maps they're weak on, what players they're weak and good on. And we got, because I handle most of the drafting, and we fucking crushed them in draft. Like, once we got the draft, I was like, we got this. And then I play the offlane, so I usually get the 1v1, and I fucking smoke these dudes every time.
And you anticipated this based on last week. You said you were going up against a team that you felt that you were going to win against. Is this the team you were referencing?
No. That team actually forfeited because...
So default win.
Yeah, so we got the wins for that. Nice. This team, I was like, I don't know, guys. We'll try our best, but we'll see. I did not expect to go 2-0.
Bobby's so good at anticipation. We were watching the HOTS.
When things exceed Bobby's expectations, like even his own play style and his own ability, he's like, yeah, I'm having a good time. You know, so Bobby, all you have to do is keep the bar low and then you're just going to love life.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to be more supportive and, you know, not even just with like HOTS and the team, but like, just in general. Cause I find, that I don't really give a lot of compliments. Like the best you get out of me is like good job, you know, something very subtle, but,
Yeah, so. There was one time, like, I'm trying to think, you did give me a compliment one time, and it was very, like, barely not neutral, you know? Well, I guess so. It was something like that.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Like an acknowledgement is what you get out of me. Yeah, so that's going good. Next game, Monday, I'll post it if it's going to be streamed, and then we got another one on Saturday night, I believe. And, I'll try to keep people informed of that so you can watch the show.
Cool deal. Going into news?
Yep.
Okay, cool. The Witcher series is confirmed for Netflix, coming out in 2020. There's no...
Is it live action or a cartoon?
Yeah, live action.
Okay, great.
I think. Besides that, that's...
Or animated, I'm sorry,
that's
cartoon. That's
it. Like, there's no info. There's no screenshot or like cast or anything. So, you know, they have some time. But they have a rich world. Should be kind of cool. DICE is working on a battle royale for Battlefield. It'll be nice to see a...
Oh, shit. That's cool.
Big developer that makes shooters.
I'm actually really excited to hear that. I know we were talking how battle royale was kind of played out. And, of course, we were going to see more of this coming around, but I did not. I mean, I could have guessed Battlefield or Call of Duty was going to jump on that bandwagon, but this is the first time I'm actually looking at a Battle Royale mode and going, oh, hey, I actually want to play it.
Yeah, because let the professionals handle it, right? It's a shooting game, so they're going to hopefully do it really well.
Cool.
Valve buys Camposanto. That's the people that did Firewatch. So... I mean, what is Camposanto good at? I guess making very good immersive stories, right? So
wasn't Firewatch one of your Game of the Years? Or was it Contender?
I really liked it, yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And so for Valve not making games anymore, that's interesting. They're buying development studios. Hey,
very
Bobby,
good game development Mini, studios.
Huh?
We'll see
when you guys are fighting on me that they're not going to make games.
This is typical Valve procedure.
Oh,
right
is
here.
It?
Yeah.
To buy
yeah.
development studios.
Yeah, well, because, dude, look at Dota. It's like, let's not make our own game. Let's take an already successful. Let's buy something that already works. That's what Valve does.
Okay. It was smart.
All right.
I mean, Dota 2 is a big
thing. They're going to make games, though. Yes? Or you can see
Dota 2 is still the largest grossing.
Okay, they bought all the development studio too.
Dota 2 is still the largest grossing competitive pool prize, right?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know if it's the biggest game, but they make the most money. I think
I saw. It depends on what metrics you're using, but I saw something that where someone had run some. They had ran some analytics on what are the biggest esports games, and they sorted it by. Money, like which ones are making the most money, like in terms of prize pool, which ones have the largest theoretical player base, which ones have the most esports events. Like they had all these different things that they calculated. And of course, at the top of the list was League of Legends. That was way the fuck up there. Oh, Overwatch was like number 5 on the list. It was pretty far down. I'm trying to remember what the other ones were. Counter-Strike was up there. It was like League and Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's all sorts of different ways where you can measure, like, what is the biggest game.
Do you think Fortnite's bound to have a competitive league? I wouldn't see why not.
I just don't know it's how that hard, works.
It didn't really succeed with PUBG. They attempted.
Yeah.
But Battle Royale doesn't
play
really go anywhere.
Yeah. It's hard.
But
there's too much shit going on.
It might be. For me, it feels like celebrity deathmatch if they do it.
Yeah, but it's not going to be huge.
A lot of the competitive Battle Royale scenes, it just feels like celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah, it's basically
like how can you really trust some person's ability in the game? Mm-hmm. Of course, Ninja's really good, but
what's up, Noober? You missed a really good show so far.
Hi, Noober. Good to see you.
Yeah, we started early.
Shout out.
Yeah, you know, funny you bring up Dota 2. I wanted to bring up this article. So in the HOTS subreddit, someone posted this. It's an article about Dota 2, but HOTS was mentioned in it. And there's a company called Super Data, and they do research for game companies. They have a really good idea what the player base is like. So this metric that they were using was how many people logged into an account, how many accounts were logged into in a month. And Dota 2, they were talking about Dota 2, and they said, like, its peak was in June 2016, and it was, like, 14 million. And now that's down to about 10 million. So Valve is trying this new thing where they have, like, a pass of some sort. You pay, like, $4 a month, and you get exclusive items. So they're talking about Dota 2, but to compare the player base to other games, they mentioned Heroes of the Storm and Smite. And Heroes of the Storm, they said, was at 6.5 million, which, first of all, is hilarious because the whole 6.5 meme in HOTS. And that seems that's higher than I would have expected. But then also they said Smite was like 2.5 or 3 million or something, which was lower than I expected. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Smite doesn't have Blizzard behind it. And I think that's, like, Smite could be a really big game, but You got Blizzard. I'm hearing weird things. Sorry.
I think they hit their peak.
Yeah. Well, it also came out in 2013. It is so hard to retain a player base.
Yeah.
Like that is the fact that Smite is 5-6 years old since its official release, not beta, and they still have that amount of players. The fact that Heroes of the Storm came out in 2015, 3 years later, it still has that player base. That's incredible. I mean, it's so hard to keep those people. But I thought that was a little bit of, because people are always wondering how many people are playing Heroes of the Storm. It's always being compared to the other MOBAs as being right. Lower. So it was interesting to see from a fairly reliable source what now, of course, how many accounts were logged into. This could be like people like me who have multiple accounts. So there's inflation. Now, Dota 2, I would think there'd be a little less inflation because didn't they do something like a year or two ago to reduce the amount of Smurfs in Dota 2? We talked about it, and I can't remember.
You had to. What I recall and what I believe is that you had to be a certain level or unlock, play a certain amount of games before you can queue up in something. I don't recall, but I do remember them trying to do something to get rid of Smurfs. I wouldn't know. I've never played on a Smurf account.
Well, I would think that might come into play when they're talking about the numbers of Dota 2 dropping so much. But still, it's like, we went from 14 million to 10 million. Whoopty fucking do. You know, that's 10 million people still playing your game. It's like when WoW went from like 7 million.
5 million Brazilians. Just kidding. You played Dota 2, you would get that.
What do you have this list, Bobby, somewhere that you could pull up?
Oh, the one I'm curious with the
but the logins.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the article I'm talking about. Are you talking about the one where they were...
Yeah, the analytics on who's has the most players or whatever.
Well, this is just the news article here, but no, the one that you're talking about, I'll look it up.
Okay.
You guys talk about something, I'll look it up.
Okay, where are we at?
Go ahead, Minnie, you have the floor. You are allowed to talk this podcast. Don't let me drag you down.
This last week has been really busy for me, so I actually didn't get any news articles. Usually I'm the one that put most of them on, but I got nothing this week. It's been too busy for me.
Don't you know we're infamous or fake news? You could say whatever you want.
Yeah. But we more comment on the news. We don't bring you the news. We give you our opinion, however incorrect it may be, on the news. We read the headline, then we kind of get the gist, and then we go from there.
Yeah, just make it up. There's a Nazi base on the moon. Ooh. Just make shit up.
Oh, gosh, that startled me.
Neuber coming in with the big bucks.
The big bucks.
Jeez, man.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
We're back up to over 2,000 again for the month.
And Newbert, did you see your titty tear on Discord? And do you like it? Because I saw you pink for about 30 seconds, and I haven't seen you since.
We love you. No, but for real, Newbert, like every single time you make me want to piss my pants whenever you donate those large sums of money. And I think what we needed to do with that money, like during the podcast, Bobby, you just need to go in and buy us a VR set so we can start doing some like VR streams for Newbert.
We had some stuff picked out, and I don't know. I didn't pull the trigger on it because I was just like, should we? But we definitely should.
Should we do the wave?
No, it's got to start with me, and then there you go.
Fucking Minnie, get on it. Okay, one more time.
There we go. Oh, I'm surprised they don't do the wave.
All right, now
like
with our
e-sports.
Shirts. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa, now.
Okay, kidding.
Titty tear.
Yeah, titty tear.
Full circle.
Okay. Are we ready for listener questions?
I think so.
Oh, you want to talk about your computer a little bit, yeah?
Oh, just I kind of mentioned it earlier. Everything's running great. It's fantastic, and it's funny. And then my truck and my trailer are just fucking falling apart. So I was like, I can't get everything working. Oh, I was so frustrated yesterday. But hopefully my buddy's going to come help me out.
What do you need to do to it?
So my transmission, I thought I blew it last week. Whoa. Which, yeah, exactly. And for a guy who hauls all the time, like, it's my life, right?
Right.
And even if it's covered by the warranty, it was going to take me like 3 weeks to get my truck back.
Shit.
And
that's ouch.
Three. Yeah. And
it's such a new truck. We all remember you getting the truck. Yeah.
But, yeah, exactly. But I was doing some stuff. Maybe I shouldn't be doing it. We're talking about it on podcast. So, anyway, everything's okay. But now the trailer's giving me problems. So
what was the problem?
The trailer?
No, with your truck. So it wasn't the transmission.
I was pulling too much weight, and the transmission fluid valve snapped.
Oh, okay.
And so all the fluid was going on. The problem is when you have no fluid in there, did I cause any permanent damage? It looks like I didn't, luckily. So.
Mm. Ooh, very lucky.
Good thing we got that all on tape.
Yep.
All right. I found that list. So someone had posted a screenshot of this, but this is the actual list. It's on esportsearnings.com/games. So number one, Dota 2 with the highest prize pool, 138 million.
By a lot.
901 tournaments.
Almost three times the amount as
so this
the
is
second
just
place.
Particularly in esports.
And just money, it seems like.
Yeah,
right?
And this is sorted by the prize pools, how much you can make. So the most if you're an esports player, the most profitable game to be in would be Dota 2, followed by Counter-Strike, League of Legends. But League of Legends...
Well, not necessarily. It's saying that there's the most money to be earned.
Well,
not
here's the thing.
Single players making the most money.
On this list, it's showing over $135 million distributed across 2,400 players, whereas with Counter-Strike, it's only $52 million over 9,500 players.
Yeah, exactly.
So definitely a bigger paycheck with Dota 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but the... Well, never mind. I was going to say the skill ceiling, but no, they're both infinitely difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so. And both very heavily, these are all outside of StarCraft team-based games.
No, Bobby, I was talking about the other list that you were talking about where the logins per month or
Oh, yeah. That was the...
They didn't list them, though, right?
No, no. They just mentioned them in an article. Yeah, it's in this article here. Let me bring it up. And it's down at the bottom of the article. And it's mentioned as a very casual aside. Like, the whole article is about Dota 2 and about their player base. You can see the graph here of Dota 2's player base. So January 2016 peaks here around 2017 during the 7.0 update was huge for them. And then it's just been steadily falling and is at an all-time low, I believe. Well, maybe not all-time low. Let's see if she makes it. She made it. And then they mentioned down here, okay, so of course none of this is to say that Dota 2 is a dead or dying game. It still beats out other MOBA titles like Smite, 2.0 million, and Heroes of the Storm, 6.5 million in size.
So I always thought Smite and Heroes were about the same level.
I think they were for a while, and I kind of thought so too, because you can judge by like how many people are streaming it on Twitch, how many people are watching it, what the size of the subreddit is, how many followers they have on there.
Gut feeling.
Yeah, just, you know, you can kind of feel it out, but Smite's an older game, and it's, like I said, retaining players is difficult, plus they don't have Blizzard promoting the shit out of it. Blizzard has done so much
cross-promotions and stuff like that.
Yeah, not any recently, but... In the past, like, they have promoted the hell out of that game.
Yep.
Because they're Blizzard and they can.
Yep. All right, what's next, Bobby?
All right, listener questions. Let's get to it.
Minnie, you want to take this so you could talk this episode?
She's gone.
Now's your time. Yeah, she's out of the door. Let's see. Captain Barber. Are we just doing the first one? Yeah, all right. Captain Barber, you guys ever check out Welcome to the Game 2? Watch some of it on Twitch. Looked pretty interesting.
So this should be in on the radar for next week. Because we haven't looked at it. We're not going to look at it live. Or,
We already are.
Okay. So here we are.
So it's on Steam for $9.99. Welcome to the Game 2 is an atmospheric horror strategy puzzle game that takes you into the world of the deep web in search of the shadow web.
Okay.
Plays an investigative reporter trying to solve a case of a mysterious woman broadcasting for help as masked men are in the hunt to kill her.
Hey, FMV. We were talking about that last week.
Yeah. Horror, violent, strategy, indie, nudity are the tags.
It's got nudity.
Yeah, I don't know. $10. Is this a VR game?
I don't know. Maybe we should check it out and then talk about it next week because we're just throwing darts at a wall here. Looks terrible to me, by the way.
Oh, my God. I closed the window.
Oh, boy. Is that an important one? Oh, I guess not.
There we go.
Cool.
Yeah, so we'll check this out and see what we come up with.
All right. Next one.
All right. So hold on. Look out there. All right. Yeah. I accidentally switched the windows here and now we lost the show notes, but they're coming back.
Let me be entertaining. So,
here we go.
All right.
Shadowmaster asks, question for the podcast. What game could you recommend for me to play under 1 gigabyte of RAM for the GPU?
So Somebody answered.
Yeah, we've got some good answers here from Duck. Shadowmaster was actually hanging out in my Twitch chat the other day, and we were talking about that because he's been posting a lot of screenshots from the DuckTales remastered game, and I have played through that one. Loved it because I played the original Nintendo game, and I loved that. Actually, my donate button on my Twitch channel is a screenshot I took from that game of McDuck diving into the money pit. Classic. But
that's a great-looking game.
Yeah, it's a great game. The remaster, they totally changed some stuff, but they kept the spirit of it, and I think they made improvements where necessary. So that's an example of a great game you can play under 1 gig. I also recommended to them at the time the Disney Afternoon Collection, which is just basically a glorified emulator, just all polished up with all the old games like DuckTales 1 and 2, Tailspin, Rescue Rangers 1 and 2, just a couple old Nintendo games. That's a good one. But Duck actually responded with a bunch of suggestion here.
I would say Binding of Isaac, but that's my answer for everything.
Yeah.
That's definitely under 1 gig.
You can run Binding of Isaac on a toaster.
Yeah.
All right. So Duck says Don't Starve, Don't Starve Together, Spelunky, Terraria, Kingdom and Kingdom New Lands, Portal, Turmoil. Turmoil is a good game.
I'm surprised all of these are under 1 gig. That's impressive.
One gig of memory, but 1 gig of RAM. Processing.
Oh, processing.
These are all like very easy.
1 gig of RAM for the GPU.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Poly Bridge, Inside, Limbo, Rogue Legacy, another great game, Mini Metro, and Sheltered. Sheltered, very underrated game, but Turmoil, I talked about it on the podcast like a year ago, and I think they had an update or a DLC. That's a great, I think that's going to be my new waiting in queue game.
That's like a There Will Be Blood type thing going on, right? It's like,
well, you dig for oil and
yeah,
you upgrade your shop. It's like a simulation strategy type game, but not very complicated.
Spelunky is one of my favorite games of all time as well.
That's a great game that we all forgot about because it's been that long.
Yeah, but Spelunky 2 is coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's been announced. Yeah. So
Papers, Please is also another good one for Under One.
Papers, Please.
Yeah,
that Rogue Legacy, I'd say, out of all that, Rogue Legacy is probably the best one on that list.
And this is a very smoochy answer, but I would say Stardew.
She agreed with me. Do you hear that, guys?
Wow.
I said, but
she did. She wasn't here to know that.
What? I wasn't listening.
Exactly. Got him.
That's a freebie. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
All right. Admiral Beef asks, what kind of motorcycle do you ride?
Yeah, Chi.
Toys.
You want to tell us?
Actually, I did ride Mini's motorcycle. I don't know why I'm being so mean to Mini, because like we hung out this week.
She was too nice to me Saturday. She has to
what you guys do
yeah,
Saturday?
Yeah. And like I expired, like what I went, wait, no, I just burned through my nice points.
Yeah.
What you guys do on Saturday? Already.
Was it Saturday? No, Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. So we had Kat come into town, and she is also, well, once upon a streamer like I am. And we hung out during OWL, and then she was visiting here, San Diego. So I wanted to show her around my neighborhood, which is Pacific Beach, Mission Bay area. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we, cool. You know, the commuter bikes and the commuter scooters.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first look at them, I'm like, oh, that's so silly. But when you actually jump on one, especially if it costs you nothing at all, considering all the different promotions that they're pushing out there, it was a lot of fun getting on a motor scooter and biking around the bay and the boardwalk, and fucking Mini ate dirt on a bike.
Oh, almost.
On a manual
Landed on my feet.
better a pedal
that's
bike
I mean
than
to
a real
you,
bike.
Because yeah, you just do it to yourself.
So what happened was, so I was on one of those little those bikes you get on the app.
Yeah.
And so, you just use for like 15 minutes or whatever.
Just want to, because a lot of people are from rural, we have a lot of hicks.
Duck.
Yeah, so basically they just show up. This company shows up one night, and they have truckloads of bikes, and they just litter them all over the city. They're everywhere, just like random corners, against a wall, just everywhere. You get an app, you pay $1 for an hour, and you can ride it like basically anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. They're called dockless. They first started off with the dock ones, and now they have the dockless bikes.
And then you just park it wherever, and somebody else picks it up?
Or, if you're Mexican, you take it straight to TJ and take off all the stuff. That's what's happening right now. They're getting stolen by the droves. Anyway.
But, what happened there was the rear brake. I was testing it, and it was, like, really loose. Like, I had to almost pull it all the way back for the rear brake to engage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tapped the front brake, and it just locks the front wheel, so like I go flying over the handlebars, but I still land on my feet because I'm a badass.
And it's so funny because I literally saw him fall off a freaking manual speed bike. No, I mean just and he's like, oh, you want to hop on the back of my motorcycle? Let's go 100 miles per hour. And I'm like, do I really trust this guy?
And you did? You did that?
I did. Yeah. I did.
That's awesome. I did. Kudos to you, because a lot of people will not do that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm no adrenaline junkie, but then I'm also kind of fearless most times. So I'm always down to try something once, usually. And it was fun. It was cool. But, I thought he was honestly just going to go 60 miles per hour, maybe for like a 3 minute stretch on the highway. And then we head back. And, I think it was a short trip, but just enough, because my biggest fear of death, and I was telling him this, is dying in a vehicle accident. Not because it's probably the worst death, but it's the most unprecedented.
It's the most likely.
And it's also just bad timing.
Yeah.
And I've lost
even more so that you got it.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah.
Did you find it exhilarating?
It was kind of cool. I would, if I could translate it in chi terms, it felt like I was raw dogging the road.
Oh, interesting.
It's,
holding on tight.
Well, no, it was like one of the things where it's very high risk, not safe at all, but you enjoy the ride a little bit more. So,
Bobby, yeah. Can you translate rock dogging the road? Because I'm a little lost here.
When, it's like very dangerous, yeah. But okay. it was, you know, whatever.
Oh,
feels gotcha. Like very open. Like I remember the first time I was actually on a motorcycle riding it. I was like, wow, this, like, the world is around me. I'm not, like, in a cage. Like, everything.
There's no barrier between you and death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to answer the original question, Admiral, it's a Honda CBR 600RR that I'm currently in the process of repainting.
Oh, we have photos, but somebody else, Kat, has the photos, so maybe I can find the photos. I look more like a biker than Minnie did.
What paint are you going?
I'm going to go with a black with some kind of purple accent, like all black, and I'm going to do purple, but I don't know design.
So your bike is going to be a Twitch advertisement?
Yeah. Darker purple.
Cool.
All right. Sniper asks, what's your hope for the future of Star Wars games?
Not Star Wars Galaxy.
So how long does EA have the rights to this? Can anybody else make games, or they just happen to make that game? I don't know.
I want to go back to RPGs. I want Star Wars to go back to KOTOR roots. That's the only time I actually really enjoyed Star Wars. I did play the Star Wars MMO. I did enjoy it, but not enough to make it to endgame.
Yeah.
And the only time I really enjoyed Star Wars was Knights of the Old Republic. That's it. Otherwise, I never blinked twice at any other Star Wars game.
It's very hard to say because you're saying like...
Or if they transform Star Wars into something like Mass Effect, the Mass Effect equation.
Yeah.
Except for, well, before Andromeda.
I mean, that's pretty much what KOTOR was, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You're saying take this beloved IP and then like apply it to, I just want good games. It doesn't matter where, it could be an RTS, it could be a dungeon crawler. It doesn't matter. I just need good games. Anything.
Virtual reality.
As long as it's good, I need good Star Wars games.
That's a very relative term, though. Just make it amazing. I mean, come on.
Sure. But what's the last good Star Wars game?
Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight.
Oh, man.
See, we're going to give away
like,
the
give
game.
Me my, yeah, give me my $5.
Random thing that happens during the show. Whenever he mentions that, that's when we give away Far Cry 5 next week.
You got to show me how to do the giveaways later on Streamlabs. I was just trying to look it up. Yeah, we'll figure that out. But I think I kind of agree with what she's saying. I like the idea of an RPG, but I was going to say they need to focus more on single player. And I know they're not going to because all the money is in multiplayer and microtransactions and all that other shit.
EA is working on a single player game right now.
Well, I know even Battlefront 2 has a single player mode, but I just feel like there's nothing interesting about it. The story is pretty good from what I hear, but it's just run around and shoot people. There's no interesting mechanics whatsoever in it. So I would like to see
very much RPG.
But single player games don't make a lot of money. I mean, you make money one time and then that's it.
Yeah.
And that's not a good business model these days. Now it's all about, you know, constant income and cash flow. So I don't see them doing that. But yeah, an RPG game, even a single-player first-person shooter, I feel like it's such a dead end. It's amazing that Wolfenstein can still get away with it and even Doom, but you know how many other first-person shooters, single-player, have come out and just fallen by the wayside? So I don't know. More of a focus on single-player. I really want to see that for Star Wars.
It'd be nice to see it in something that we haven't seen it, like I said earlier. Like
how about the Far Cry equation with Star Wars, even that would work.
If they can pull it off.
I just don't want another open world. Don't make any more open world games. I hear
Sandbox?
God of War, it's very linear and it's doing great in sales.
Mm.
Yeah, that was very well received.
I can't wait to play. I'm really excited to talk about God of War.
It's got crazy reviews,
cheese,
right?
Yeah.
Crazy
good reviews. Yeah,
it's amazing from what I hear.
I didn't click on it, but I saw the like reaction video of the creator like seeing the reviews.
He was like on the verge of crying.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, Drillbit. Yeah, that Boba Fett game. See, and that's what I think they need to do, too, is like pick out and stop coming up with like new random Star Wars characters that nobody cares about. Like take someone who already exists in the universe and have a story that focuses around them.
Yeah.
Drillbit, one of my subscribers, by the way, he can spam the Bobby facepalm if he wants to in chat.
Oh, so you can go to any chat and use those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when Digital Logic gets their emoticon, that's why we got to think long and hard on what we want our emoji to be, because people can spam that in other chats. They can advertise for us.
Cool. That's awesome.
Dark Forces reboot. Now you're talking. All right. Recycle gets it. Okay, next question. Dude, what if they did that?
I would like that, actually, because
Dark Forces 3?
That was a linear story. It was like really good gameplay.
Who owned that, Bobby? Who made that?
LucasArts.
Oh.
It was Dark Forces 1 and 2. There was Outcast and Knight. And Knight was definitely shorter, and they kind of they did this whole weird episodic thing where you can choose which missions you want to play, but it still was good. There we go. He got it in chat. But yeah, they could totally do another one of those. I don't know if it would sell well. Single player, just, I don't know. It's a hard thing to do these days. All right. Epic Tryhard Face asks, I just sold the DLG movie rights to a Hollywood studio. Which actors and actresses are going to play the coasters?
Casters?
No, it says coasters. Who's playing the coasters?
Brad Pitt will obviously be being me.
Because he's very big in Mexican.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. See, only, I mean,
is he in a fat suit?
How many Mexican actors are there? There's like three, right?
Danny Trejo?
There are more Mexican.
Yeah, I'll go Danny Trejo.
There are more Mexican actors than there are Asian female actors that I can pull from.
I bet.
And it's sad to say, but I barely even know many of the Asian female actress names. I would love this just because I love her. The main chick from Firefly. I know her name, but I totally forgot. She's so hot.
It's something really hippie, like Forest or something.
Yeah.
Is she the prostitute one? That one?
No, she's the little girl. That's they find in the frozen chest.
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
It's been a while. I can't remember who that is. I remember the prostitute.
It's Forest something, you're right.
Oh, we can get the girl from Forest. Star Wars, the new Star Wars, to play you.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking right. Rose.
There you go.
Actually, yeah, that would actually be a better fit. Summer Glau.
Summer.
Yeah. Yes, her. She's amazing.
Yeah, and some hippie
cool name.
But that's more like me wanting to be her, just because she's hot.
Bobby? Or Minnie?
Who's the guy from Superbad, the super awkward curly hair guy?
The guy from Zombieland, that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah, that guy?
Is that him?
No. The kid from Michael Cera? The kid
Michael
from
Cera, Michael Cera.
The kid from Arrested Development? I could see that a little
bit. The same body
Very
type.
Awkward. Yeah.
I don't think he can grow a beard, but I don't know. That's a. I don't know why I think that.
Something on there.
Yeah. Bobby? Well, fucking Hugh Jackman, right?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Hugh Jackman.
Right. That's true.
I don't know. Do you think he really could live up to this, though? I don't know.
Yeah, you bet. You set that bar pretty high.
You have to go to the gym a lot more.
Oh my gosh!
Who is this person?
Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem. I don't know who that is.
Isn't that the guy from? Jeez, he's the killer in that one movie. Yeah, that guy's so ugly, man.
Oh my god.
No, yeah. I love this guy.
Oh, he looks bad right there.
I kind of do look like him, though.
No Country for Good Men, is that what it is?
He's like a swollen version of me.
No Country for Good Men.
Oh, he is. Oh, he's sexy.
I mean, he looks good in some of these. This is every actor, though.
He looks good in every single photo. Maybe not that one. But
that's a creepy photo.
I guess he played Bob.
I mean, who looks good with a mustache these days, though? That's the real question. Can anyone, can Tom Selleck still pull off a mustache?
He's so handsome.
Oh. Is he Chi?
Oh my gosh, it's okay. With my eyes closed, I would.
And Bobby, I left the new Leaf thing.
Yeah, I meant to mention that. So NJ Slap actually recommended the Nanoleaf lights.
That we were talking about last week, those new
And I'm still
lights.
Very excited. I think it's time to make a big purchase. Daddy, take out the wallet.
There's stuff in the works.
In the works.
Yeah. It should have happened this week, but it didn't.
This place is going to be nicer than
my house. If I had access to our funds.
We would have funds.
It would have been spent. Instead of bought.
We'd have so many sandwiches.
You could have bought and I could have
just
spent.
No money and so much sandwiches. I thought it would be a good idea.
So we have an official DLG food truck now, guys.
Oh, man, those were the best when the food truck rolled up.
And then the food truck rolled up. Yep. That's a good segue.
We should have some in IRL Twitch streams with us, like just getting food or something. That would be fun.
Do people do that from their cell phone?
Yeah. And other
devices. I have a selfie stick. I'm sure we could pull it off.
Oh, something happened. Oh, yeah, some Chinese
A thousand and one ways to sound more Asian.
Chinese dude beat up his girlfriend on stream.
Oh, yeah.
And
got
arrested
that.
And all that. Yeah.
I
saw his other uncle where this dude killed
him. That's happened before, though.
I gotta be careful.
People have had sex on stream. People have been robbed on stream. People have been beat up on stream.
I saw that Asian girl masturbate. She thought the camera was off.
Oh yeah,
she's so hot.
No, that was fake. I think that was fake.
No, she was like a professional streamer. She had like followers and everything.
Yeah, she got kicked off Twitch after that.
Yeah,
really?
But now she probably, I don't know.
Yeah,
or maybe it's a different case.
Yeah, I mean that's the natural.
But yeah, there was a guy that they killed himself after like his favorite streamer announced that she wasn't streaming anymore.
Damn.
Like committed seppuku. Like,
there's so many crazy people out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like that person that attacked YouTube last week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Or two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nuts. There's just crazy people out there.
That was like a murder suicide. But I don't think she killed.
Well, we're ending this one on a happy note.
Serious.
And murder suicide next week.
All right. So what are we playing next week?
Gotta worry. And I think this week I'm going to check out Streamlabs OBS. Maybe, you know, since Bobby fucking has emotes, I don't have it. It's kind of like I need to fucking try. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm probably not going to stream, but I'm going to at least try to get back in it in regards to getting my stream back to streaming levels. I mean, you're streaming, Emilio. Bobby's streaming.
Yep.
Many streams more than me, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the past 2 weeks, but usually, yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't even done your Friday nights?
No.
Damn.
No, it's the last.
I thought
weeks
something was missing from my heart.
Oh, I like what he says. Tom Welling, Drillbit. He's a cute guy.
We're almost in like a post right now. It feels like we're doing a Q&A.
All right. I am going to finish Deponia Doomsday. For sure. Really getting into that. And then I got two matches coming up with NGS, and I'll announce those in the Discord. DLGaming.net if you want to get to our Discord, Steam group, MySpace, you know, all that shit. All the outdated, our live journal if you want to.
And by the way, Westworld tonight, guys. Can't wait. So stoked.
She just made the motion of jerking off and exploding.
Yeah.
Not those. Really.
Yeah, she went like straight to the orgasm. There was no jerking off there.
It was a one pump.
I'm so stoked. I've been watching the first season again, and I am pleading with anyone who has access to an HBO account, please go watch Westworld.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know what I'll be playing next week, but I will be streaming it. The only problem that I have right now is my bed is Stam's favorite hangout place, and so she's just like always on stream, just laying there. So I got to figure out. I'm going to put a spike trap, maybe.
No, that like she's gonna bring in the followers. Sam's okay being on camera; she doesn't care.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. Her mom constantly says you got to look. She tells Sam to come on the podcast and just wear like a low cut.
Sam and I were supposed to do some co-streaming.
She's like, you want listeners get. Your tits in there.
I would love to co-stream with Sam. The last time I had a big titty woman on my stream, yeah. I molested her with a banana.
Ooh,
but okay. That was a long time ago. That was like
my first
year I started streaming. I was actually very entertaining. I think I got the lump sum of my viewership like the first 3 months of streaming. And it's because I was trying really hard to be entertaining and stuff like that.
You know, Bobby looks like Scott Eastwood. Actually,
Scott Eastwood.
I don't know who that is.
That's Clint Eastwood's son.
Huh. Oh, wow. Rhythm Max, thank you so much. Letting me know the Expanse's new season started already. I think I've seen 2 seasons
of Expanse.
Is there a third one?
I like his chin.
That's a good looking guy.
Oh, that's a good looking guy.
Yeah, Sam thinks he's the hottest thing.
Can I just get Topanga to, like, from Boy Meets World to play my, just dye her hair black?
She's like real big now.
Is she?
I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sounds about right. Yeah. I'm probably going to be a big ass chick. Like, I'm already kind of thick. I'm getting there.
So I think I'll be playing Divinity Original Sin.
Are you?
And Diablo 3, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah. Jump in one of my games. Minnie is mad he didn't get to meet my boyfriend. That's so funny. Yeah.
You guys still haven't met?
He came over.
To meet Max for months.
Yeah.
Just like
so Kat met Max.
Yeah.
He missed the 10-minute window where he could have met Max. Mm. So, timing.
I had to go to court for that speeding ticket I got like a few months ago.
Yeah.
It's like $500.
Yeah, they are not cheap.
All right. Yep. So, speaking for Bobby, Chi, Minnie, and myself... Newber ditties, everyone. Bye bye.
I really appreciate not being new chat. Thank you for that.
Okay. No problem.
Shut up, Minnie. Shut up, new chat.
So close. Almost a full episode, and I had to fuck it up.